This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
With another hour, What's On Your Mind, live from the campus of the University of North Dakota today on What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. Quick reminder, we'll be at the State Fair Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, not only for the What's On Your Mind portion of the broadcast, bright and early in the morning, but as the fair starts cranking up there mid-morning, we'll be there for an after-the-show as well. We're looking forward to that. Ag Issues on Wednesday on the Dakota Flickertail stage. Thursday, Energy, What's In It For You? Yeah, there you go. What's in it for you? We're going to talk a little bit about that. We also have some free prizes we're going to be giving away on Thursday. Yeti cooler, a nice big $500 cooler, and What's On Your Mind hats as well. And got an all-star lineup of panelists, folks from Energy Transfer Partners in the Dakota Access Pipeline to talk about that angle from Energy. What's in it for you? We're also going to chat with Ryan Rauschenberger, State Tax Commissioner, on the economic impacts. And Kerry Cutting will be there from the North Dakota Petroleum Council. And we have a conversation also with an educator about all the different products that petroleum products are used in. How do they impact and weave through your life? Rob Lindberg from the North Bakken Backers will be there, too. So an all-star lineup, and then we'll do it again on Friday on some technology issues. So we'll be there all 3 days. Just remember, if you're out and around, we'd love to see you there for sure. We are brought to you in part today by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better, and some great deals going on all month long there. But all day, every day, they have that Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 20-ounce drink, two of those great cookies, four items for $4. And when you fill up, you're filling up at a pump you own. PetroServe USA stores, Valley Dairy stores in Grand Forks, East Grand Forks in the Northern Valley, now part of the PetroServe USA family as well. President Mark Kennedy on the campus of UND joins us now. Hello, sir. How are you?
Good to be with you, Scott.
Nice to see you. Congratulations on the new book.
Thank you.
This is an exciting little project for you. What is a shapeholder? The book, by the way, is called Shapeholders, Business Success in the Age of Activism. So let's start with the title. What's shapeholder?
Shapeholders are those organizations that have the ability to shape your future but may not have a stake in your success. If you think about protesters at Dakota Access Pipeline Company, right now, what business strategy would teach you in schools around the country and the world is that they are stakeholders in the pipeline company, when perhaps the only stake they really wanted was a stake through its heart. But they can shape whether it goes, where it goes, and so companies need to engage the political, the regulatory, the media, the activist groups. But those entities may have no stake, therefore they have a wider range of issues that they can come at the company at, positive or negative, and they need to be engaged uniquely.
So that's the activism you just described, right, where these folks have no stake in the company whatsoever but ultimately want to shut it down for whatever political reason. Now they become activists, and that ultimately can impact the business. Right?
It can, and it's, you know, the Dakota Access Pipeline Company is perhaps, you know, an extreme example of that, but at a less extreme level, businesses are stumbling in the conflicts, or organizations are stumbling in the conflicts that they don't need to, because they're inappropriately viewing some of these actors, or they're missing opportunities to collaborate and do good things together. So you have to treat those political, regulatory, media, activist group actors differently than employees or customers or suppliers or communities that may want a higher salary, a better invoice price, more employees in their community, but they still need you to exist and engage them in order to do so. Shapeholders don't.
What prompted you to write the book? Because the timing of its release was pretty good given what North Dakota had gone through starting about a year ago, but obviously the book started prior to then. What was the reason you wrote it?
Well, this is the outgrowth of my teaching for the last 8 years in academia. When I began my third career in academia, I ran around the world, spoke at the London Business School, National University of Singapore, others, with a speech called Focus to Finish First. The world is so global, so competitive, you have to be number one at whatever you do. And the business school said, we agree with you, but you're not the best strategy prof. But given your background as having been a business executive, having been in Congress, having been around the world, perhaps if you focused on that intersection of the more political elements of society and organizations, you could be in that category. And so that's what I started teaching at. But I've taught this at Johns Hopkins, of course at George Washington, but at the top Grand Ecole in business in Paris, in Notre Dame, at NYU. And as I've refined the class over and over again, teaching it over and over again, this is the outcome. And I'm pleased that Columbia Business School, Columbia is where Theodore Roosevelt went to law school, a good North Dakota connection there, is the publisher of the book.
And what are other examples? What would you say other examples that you cite in the book that would be an example where businesses sort of didn't do it the way they should have done?
Well, if you want to think about how it's important, when I was in Congress, a farmer said, I want you to focus on issues that not just affect price of wheat or soybeans by pennies a bushel, but by dollars a bushel. I want you to focus on the other side of the decimal point. And one of the points I make is that dealing with these shapeholders is really the dollars a share issue for companies or for organizations, whether it be a university, an NGO, or a government entity. One quick example. If you look at the automobile world, Tesla seems to be made for shapeholders, made for the concerns of the political, the activists, the media. And they're now the highest market value company in for automakers in America, whereas VW wanted to sidestep it. They were going to try to do something crazy about not complying with the regulations for emissions in a funny way, and ended up having a loss of market value of $26 billion in 2 days. So Tesla, a big boon, not because they were focusing on shapeholders and sidestepping, cost VW $26 billion in market value. So those are the type of impact that either being good or bad at dealing with shapeholders can have in your company.
Do you think the possibility exists where you sort of can sit down on one side of the table with activists and on the other side the business folks and say, hey, you know, we got a lot of things that we could do to help what you're trying to accomplish. You just need to understand what we're trying to do, and not, I mean, is a kumbaya, an alliance, a sit-down possible?
Well, I split the activists into two groups in the book. I have what I call carrot activists that actually want to entice you and work with you and sit at a table and find a way where together you can have a more beneficial behavior that's good for your business and good for society. And then there's the stick activists that just want to beat you over the head. And they think that their way of improving the world is find somebody who's doing something they don't like and beat you over the head. It's inappropriate to think you're going to sit down at the table with stick activists. But if you find those that you actually have common interest in, that you can get the good things done. You know, and many companies, whether it be McDonald's working with Conservation International to figure out a better way of sourcing different products of foodstuff for places around the world, have found that they've improved their processes. You look at Walmart. A lot of these went after Walmart about a decade ago, and they've now made sustainability in their sourcing a hallmark. And they've actually perhaps, by changing the way they source, not only improved their environmental impact, perhaps bigger than just about any other company because of how big they are, but they've also reduced their costs. So there are carrot NGOs, World Wildlife Federation, and others that you can work with and you should work with. And if you are, you're less likely to get into the buzzsaw of dealing with the stick activists.
It's one of the things that I've witnessed throughout the whole Dakota Access Pipeline situation was a number of Native Americans that are living in third world conditions, basically, being drawn into this debate over a pipeline that really had a potential for minimal impact on them, right? I mean, that whole threat to the water thing was invented to you know, all the processes had been done by the United States government on that, on the Corps side, as well as the state side with the Public Service Commission. All of that had been vetted. So that was all sort of ginned up. What I saw was a missed opportunity for the Native American community that has some genuine, real needs to try and leverage is probably the wrong word, but to say, hey, let's focus on this. In the meantime, make sure this thing continues to go on. A lot of times that becomes, I guess, outside activism. In this case, some outside folks came in and said, hey, follow us. We'll show you the way. You know, how do you get in the middle of that?
Well, first of all, you need to think ahead of time. Who do you want in your coalition? And in the middle of a battle is not the time to think about it. As an organization, if you think about the seven steps, you need to have they all begin with A. You need to align with a purpose that benefits your bottom line and society. You need to anticipate what's going to happen. And then you need to assess whether it's good or bad, and then that will tell you whether you advance common interests, avert worse things, acquiesce when you need to, or assemble to win. But if you think about it, that's an example of those are coalitions that somebody could have reached out to. not just them putting it forward, but whoever else cares on the pro-Dakota Access Pipeline Company, why didn't they think about those as coalition partners a long time ago? Because there could be a lot of interest if they had a line together and they could work with them to bring them into their side of the debate.
And I would argue we need more of that rather than less of that. In this country right now. I mean, if nothing else, try, right? I mean, my question is how many people are willingly wanting to sit at the other side. I think we have more stick activists than we have the other right now.
We have stick activists because we're if you're a magnet, for stick activists if you're not reaching out to cared activists. For example, I've taught this around the world. I had a group of students in Brussels, and we met with WWF, World Wildlife Federation, there. And you could tell some of the people were a little squeamish about what WWF wanted them to do. To which my response was, if you can't make WWF happy, you're going to find yourself in a real crosshairs with somebody else. So really think about stretching yourself in that way, and that's what they can help you do.
Fascinating conversation. The book is called The Shapeholders, Business Success in the Age of Activism. And Mark Kennedy is the author. He's also the president of the University of North Dakota. We'll talk about some things happening at UND and more about the book when we come back. If you have a question or comment, certainly welcome at 800-228-0550. Short break, back with more on What's on Your Mind, live from the campus of UND today after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassles. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. To Delta.
Hi, I'm Peter Stengem, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Back on campus with the University of North Dakota today, chatting with Mark Kennedy, who has a new book out called Shapeholders, Business Success in the Age of Activism. And if you have a question or comment, lay it on us today on What's on Your Mind. Polar Service Center, one of our fine sponsors on the program. And I always encourage loved ones that have family members that are elsewhere that maybe they'd like to have back home. Consider that the folks at Polar Service Center, both in Kildare and in Williston now, have opportunities. $32 an hour is what they pay. Full health care benefits, a great 401k package. I mean, it's a it is a great place to work. It's a Minnesota company, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, and they have service centers all across North America, two of them in North Dakota. Kildare right now, they need certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack attendants, diesel mechanics. Williston, a certified welder. Call Maria at 612-214-8781, 612-214-8781, and she will get you in the queue to apply for a job like that. All right. Texter says, great interview with Mark Kennedy. As a bison, I see Mark as a great asset for North Dakota. He can teach us all a lot. How about that? That's not only a compliment, that's a compliment from a bison.
Well, I appreciate that. And in academia, you like to have some ideas that you can throw out there that people find are useful. And so we have a lot of good people, both here at the University of North Dakota and the other universities around, that do that. And so I think academia can do a lot. Higher ed can do a lot for North Dakota as well.
Another texter says, the World Wildlife Federation is not friendly to agriculture. They incrementally are taking us down with their BS of a carrot.
Yes, there's no doubt that they have a different approach towards agriculture that is affecting us, but there's a lot worse people than WWF out there, and there is no doubt that they have issues, but those are good things that we need to be debating about. And if you think about some of the things we're doing with drones and allowing a more precise approach towards how we apply herbicides and pesticides and others around, we're addressing their concerns in a way that also reduces the cost for the farmer. So I think in many other areas, they may not be for select farmers around the state, but in many companies, they do try to take a collaborative, how can we win together approach.
How do you sniff out the, as he says, the BS of a carrot activist?
I think you need, first of all, not WWF isn't going to be for every company. And you know, the old idea that if you scorn somebody, if you promise more than you can deliver, that's like the worst thing you can do. You should not reach out to anybody that you don't think has aligned goals and concerns. Not everybody is in agriculture, and perhaps some agriculture companies may not find WWF for them. But there's almost as many activist groups out there today as there are companies.
No kidding.
So surveying and understanding them is something that you need to do, and you have to have somebody that can help you find somebody that can help stretch you a little bit, not destroy your business, but stretch you.
You know, and I found that back again to the Dakota Access Pipeline situation, because that whole situation was started by a group called Earth Justice, and their motto is to end quote unquote dirty fuels. In other words, they just don't like fossil fuels, don't want it, right? And keep it in the ground. Another group where you don't even pull out of the ground. Groups like that
you can't work with,
right? I mean, I think unfortunately in the environmental world, there's more like that than there are otherwise. You know, while they use their smartphones, which are made with petroleum products, while they fly around the country with petroleum products.
Well, and on the agriculture side, having been in a farm bill, I can tell you, for example, Ducks Unlimited and Pheasants Forever, two activist groups that they're pushing for more conservation, but there's certainly people that you can work with, and they want an outcome. They want more ducks. They want more pheasants, and I think most farmers find those. So they're sort of the classic agriculture carrot activist that you can work with. The classic sort of stick activist in agriculture has been Sierra Club, that somehow people view those with their founder and the Sierra Mountains and all good and wonderful things, but they're about the most aggressive stick activists as I've seen in agriculture. So you need to find as many as you can, building on Ducks Unlimited, Pheasants Forever, but seeing whether there's other groups you can reach out to. Because when you get in a battle in Congress, not everybody's from North Dakota. And you have to have some of those people in the middle between New York City and North Dakota in order to win these battles.
You know, interesting little situation recently on the ag and conservation side. Obviously, severe drought going on in North Dakota right now. Some argue worst in 20 years. And you know, the federal government was being asked to move up the dates to allow hang on CRP acreage. And this, of course, is a, you know, CRP acreage, is sacred ground to conservationists. So the conservation groups in North Dakota, led by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department, got together and said, let's write a letter right now to Sonny Perdue, the Ag Secretary, and say we're okay with this change. That letter went out on Friday. We talked to Congressman Kramer on Monday together with one of the top conservation officials at the USDA. He said, I need some time to get the secretary up to speed, but we hope to do this soon. That afternoon, it was done. Now, Congressman Kramer would argue one of the reasons it was done is because that letter came from the conservation folks, because then it allows the bureaucrat to make that decision a little bit more, you know, in more of a comfort zone, not knowing, you know, that he's going to get whacked immediately from conservation folks.
It absolutely does, and that's exactly these coalitions that you need, and you need to build them ahead of time. That organization was already assembled before we had the drought, my guess is, so they were able to activate it. But at the margin, you have a particularly friendly administration to these questions now. In the future, when you have a less friendly, you may need to reach beyond your comfort zone in order to have a broad enough coalition in order to convince them to make decisions such as this. So you don't wait until you're in the middle of the battle. You stretch yourself. You think about what decisions you might face, what coalition. How do I have a bigger coalition than the other person? The size wins. They who have the most on their side win, and so you can't be too exclusive as to who you're allowing in.
Well, you know, I think we lose this sometimes in the middle of political battles, right? I do this once in a while with folks online that are just, you know, like Bernie Sanders, you know, extraordinaire. So they think I'm the Antichrist, right? And if I start having a conversation with them, they're just throwing out venom and stuff. Can we not just have a conversation? You know, why do you think the way you'd think, and I'll tell you why I think the way I think, and maybe we'll meet somewhere in the middle. I mean, to me, you can never go wrong with having a conversation. Now, some people it's not possible with, and you quickly realize it's not, but I think the overall premise of your book makes perfect sense to say, start with a conversation, find out if there's something there, right?
If you summarize my book in one sentence, it would be, life is a game of addition, not subtraction. Those with the broadest coalition, the most people that they've had that conversation with, and at least on one element of whatever we're dealing with here, can I have a waiver during a drought? They agree. And that's the kind of approach you need to take.
Ron in Bismarck, question for President Mark Kennedy. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm wondering why the mention wasn't made about how many times the tribes were invited to the talks and never came. I mean, specifically Standing Rock, who then caused all this garbage last year.
Yeah, it's a very good point, Ron, and I guess we're just dealing with that in a real superficial way, not down to the actual details, but he's right. There were, I forget how many hundred different efforts to speak directly from, you know, the company itself to the tribe, from the Corps of Engineers to the tribe. There were some discussions. They weren't coming to meetings. You know, that again goes back to state activism.
Well, I have two statements on that. First of all, the second A is anticipate. You don't wait until the middle of the battle to invite them in. It's very uncomfortable for them to come in. And what have you done with them beforehand? So you really need to anticipate this all ahead of time, figure out what common interests besides that you have with those to bring them in. And secondly, you ought not to be talking about their question. That was their question. You ought to come up with your own question. And whoever controls the question wins.
Interesting point. Ron, thanks for the call, but a good point on your part, for sure. Didn't mention that in detail. More coming up here, 28 after the hour. Mark Kennedy with us. We're on the campus of UND with What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The short-term success of the opponents of the Dakota Access Pipeline are a reason for new legislation in Congress. Congressman Kevin Kramer updates us on that on the next Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline.
There are companies and states looking at what happened in North Dakota very closely and what continues to happen. And we're passing two bills this week on the floor, one to modify how the certification process of liquid pipelines across the U.S.-Canadian border, as per the Keystone XL experience, and other pipeline bills as it relates to natural gas pipelines across the country in the permitting process. So we're doing all we can to sort of remove the federal barriers, but this legal battle and the PR battle is much easier to demagogue than it is to explain. And so it's important that all forms of media be employed by proponents as well as the eco-terrorists.
More facts on the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. Congressman Kevin Kramer joins us today. Keep listening for more of the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline project right here.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
What's on your mind? 28 before the top of the hour. Chat with Mark Kennedy today. Our guest, the president of UND, has written a new book called Shapeholders, Business Success in the Age of Activism. All kinds of lessons in this that I'm enjoying very much. And I think you're pushing us a little bit, which is okay, too. Every once in a while, we need to kind of, you know, come out of our box a little bit, be pushed.
Well, the stick activists have been very effective. So I'm not necessarily criticizing any one group. I'm just saying, as you look at the world, where do you need to win these more political battles? Winning in Bismarck, winning in D.C., winning them in other places around the world, each venue requires a different group of coalitions. And if you have to have a broader coalition with you if you're going to win.
And I think we tend, I'll speak for myself, and I won't throw any listeners under the bus here, but I tend to, I'm going to use Dakota Access again, keep it in the ground, earth justice, those kind of views. To me, they were here for one thing only, social media views, to take a hit on fossil fuels, and they could give a, you know, they didn't care at all about our water. Or the people at Standing Rock. See, and right now, you have a hard time getting me to think otherwise of that group of people. Because they're not only stick activists, their sticks worked.
But,
and by the way, I don't have any dog in the fight of Energy Transfer Partners, but there's a company that lost billions of dollars in reputational damage at the hands of these liars. So I'm now, what I think is a good lesson out of your book is to say, how would I do it different next time? And there's a ton of lessons in that regard.
There is. And the other thing to think about is who won on Dakota Access Pipeline Company? How much money did those organizations raise off of that effort?
A lot.
How many did they employ? How have they burnished their credentials for the... They measure things by number of protesters arrested, number of headlines received, number of people that put a co-sponsor on a bill in Congress. And I was just in Washington recently walking in front of the White House, and there was a no DAPL whited out, painted on the tar in front of the White House. So those are victories for them. And in many ways, even though the pipeline happened, in many ways, from their vantage point, they won.
Right, and so your point today to me, correct me if I'm wrong, and the point of the book is to say this is the world in which we live in. These things can happen to you, and if you have a particular objective or goal in a company you're in, you need to anticipate that these these shape holders can define you whether you like it or not, and get ahead of them a step or two. Right?
I try to avoid you being in the battle. Chapter 12 is when you're in the battle. One of the interesting things there, for example, is the question is always the answer. They win who establish the question in the minds of the decision makers. And if you're talking about their question, you're losing. You want to battle over what's the question here? Is it how do we have the lowest carbon? Because safest carbon, because we're transporting it in a way that doesn't put communities at risk or that doesn't take as much carbon to transport it. There's other questions you can come up with, but rather than answer their question, which is why you may or may not have, when you're inviting some elements that, to battle their answer, their question, you're really on the wrong path to begin with.
We have a little segment we do every day called the Delta Call of the Day, and what it is a highlighted call from a previous show, and we had a call about education, higher ed. So I thought it would be a good one to visit with you a little bit, as I want to spend the remaining time in our segment just talking a little bit about UND and how things are coming. And our one call does it all, Call of the Day from Delta Constructors. By the way, you give Eric a call at 406-250-8151, and the turnkey solutions start on the well site right now. The folks right now with your drilling that you're doing do all kinds of turnkey well site services, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate the conditioning, the whole works. Eric, 406-250-8151. Roll the Delta Call of the Day, Todd. Can you find it there, Todd?
Buggy here.
Your screen is going buggy.
Yeah, so is my network.
Not good. That's not good. Yeah. You want me to play it?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm jumping all over.
I've seen it from the beginning when I was in school to where it is now. Our educational system is in major trouble. You have all kinds of students coming to college that have to go into remedial math, remedial English programs. And unless we get this together, you know, this country's in trouble because this is where all our technical people come from. The math areas have been cut and slashed. Your science areas, the only areas that grow are the liberal arts areas where you've got all of the PC stuff.
So Mel's concerned about the students you're getting at UND and other higher ed. Is he right?
Well, I would just say this isn't necessarily a UND or even a North Dakota issue, but math and science is becoming increasingly important, and we've long had an issue of perhaps not being able to get kids' attention early enough and focused enough on the fact that even though it's hard, even though it may not be their favorite subject, spending time in this is important. So, yes, we need to double down. One of the things I did is I partnered with the head of a former Democrat from New Jersey to figure out how do we get our 3M scientists more easily in the classroom so that they can share their wisdom. A lot of these have made enough money by the time they're 45, 50, 55 that they can spend more time in the classroom. How do we do that? We need to look at creative ways to bolster that. At the University of North Dakota, we've recently started a math lab where we can bring in the students at whatever state they're in math and help them on a self-study pace get to where they need to. But and that's something we've innovatively put forth here because one of our key hurdles to get them to graduate, which graduating is one of our top goals as part of our new strategic plan, is to help them better on getting the math skills that they need to be out there and really be in the effective growing professions that are out there.
What is a reasonable benchmark, if you will, of a return on investment for the taxpayer in North Dakota? What should they be looking for from higher ed? What number? What data?
Well, the data I would suggest to you is, first of all, for the individual, a college graduate, if you're looking at just four-year schools like University of North Dakota, makes $1 million more over the course of a lifetime than they would as a high school graduate, even though their debt is typically the equivalent of the loan on a mid-price Chevy, $25,000, $30,000. From the state's perspective, from the government's perspective, a college graduate pays $350,000 more in taxes relative to a high school graduate because they're, in many ways, a lot of the tech-heavy skills that the world needs are requiring that kind of talent and are driving it. And so it's a wonderful investment for the state. It's a wonderful investment for the individuals. Four-year degrees are not for everyone. Even a college degree is not for everyone. There's a lot of other skill transfer that can happen that can create opportunity for them and for the state. But there is a very significant investment, and I would summarize it most uniquely as we can help diversify the economy. We're very dependent on ag. We're very dependent on energy. Those are two strong industries here and are cyclical, but over time are great industries. But we can bring you into unmanned and other things, but it takes technical talent at all levels in order to be able to accomplish that.
Don Morton, the president of the Board of Higher Ed, was asked that same question recently, and he said graduation rates would be a good measure, ROI of grad rates. And talked about how acceptance standards increasing will in turn raise the grad rates, because the lower the acceptance rates, there's a parallel to the graduation rates. What about that? You agree?
Well, first of all, we don't want to turn away the right people that can make their way through college, and we also want to understand and communicate that part of the reason is perhaps there's this attitude that 4 years for everyone. And so everybody tries 4 years and maybe doesn't make it all the way through. But we are working very, very hard on graduation rates. We have a new software that can help monitor how the students are doing within the class, so we don't wait until after the class to intervene. We're looking very hard on the financial side of it, but social is part of it. How do you get around at a campus? How do you mingle with a broad group of others? How do you not have a defined schedule where you're having, parents around telling you what to do and you have to reach into yourself and figure out how you establish your own discipline for how you allocate your time during the day? Those are all skill sets that are necessary for us to engender in the students to get more to graduate, but it is our number one priority. It's one of our top seven. We have seven goals in our strategic plan, but I would say graduation rate is clearly, if not the most important of those seven goals, one of the couple most important.
You've rolled out a new strategic plan recently. Tell the listeners, big picture, what you're reaching for now. What's the goal?
Well, we believe our purpose, if you go back to the book, you have to have a purpose that benefits you and society. Our purpose as the University of North Dakota is to be the chief opportunity engine for North Dakota and our students. When we give our students the kind of education they can to create opportunity that's good for North Dakota, it's good for our students, and therefore more are going to come our way. We do that. We have seven goals. One of those is make sure that they have the experiential learning, the critical thinking, because what they're saying is most of the people in high school today, over their lifetime, will work at a job that hasn't been created yet. We need to not just trade them for a specific skill that they can use today, but how can they adapt and grow in the future? We need to work on that graduation rate. We need to do more online, and we're recently ranked the sixth best online school in the country, but we're actually looking to double down on our online delivery in a rural state like North Dakota. That's very important. And what you're finding is that you can get a lot of stuff online from a lot of universities, but when online is everywhere, discovery is even more important. And so our research element of our university is a very significant part of how we create opportunity for North Dakota. We're looking to further invest in research and grow that part of the business. And one of the other things we do, the world is getting more diverse. We're moving nationwide to a majority-minority country, and that's beginning from the ground up. So classrooms are going to become majority-minority around the school long before the country overall is. So we need to have this younger generation know how to engage with a very diverse population. That's not something you can be taught online. We can teach it here by having that kind of engagement. We're looking to expand our relationship with the military as our sixth goal. And to pay for all this, we're looking to engage with our alumni more actively so that as we go around, we get the kind of support for the types of initiatives we're moving forward with.
And obviously a bold set of goals there, rough timeline. When do you cut the ribbon on it being done?
Well, this is a five-year plan, but we have seven captains for each of those seven goals. We have project managers supporting those captains. We got time and actions. We got green light, yellow light, red light. How are we doing on each of these? We're sitting and running this through the president's cabinet that we meet on monthly. So our goal is to have not just be on the shelf, but as you can see here, I have a little card that has it on there, front and foremost in our mind. Always.
Fascinating. Good to see you as always. Congrats on the book. Thanks for all the good work at UND. Talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Scott.
UND President Mark Kennedy, our guest. Chris Berg, the point of view when we come back. Don't go away.
I know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, I'm Trooper Quinn with the North Dakota Highway Patrol. If you want a career with specialized training and opportunities for advancement, where each day brings new and exciting experiences, the Highway Patrol is for you. Whether it's helping a stranded motorist or removing an impaired driver, I'm making a difference on our roadways by enhancing safety for the motoring public. We're accepting applications for new state troopers until August 26th. For more information, visit nd.gov/ndhp, Equal Opportunity Employer.
What's it take to have a really good job? A company you like to work for, work worth doing, and a really nice paycheck every 2 weeks? Polar Service Center has one waiting for you right now. My friends at Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, has service centers all throughout the country. And in Killdeer, North Dakota, and Williston, North Dakota, they have some great positions open right now. With pay rates up to $32 an hour. I'll say it again, up to $32 an hour. Incredible benefit package and much, much more. Call Maria right now for details on this. In Killdeer, certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack attendant, and diesel mechanic positions open right now. In Williston, they're in need of a certified welder. Polar Service Center is waiting. Tell your friends and neighbors about this incredible opportunity. 612-214-4781. 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria at Polar Service Center.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
That was appropriate to give a little yeehaw for the State Fair, no? God, yes, no? I think so. Congressman Kevin Cramer will join us in a talk radio town hall. And Friday, we're going to be doing the one call. Let me back up. Wednesday, Congressman Kevin Cramer. Thursday, we're going to be previewing our energy, what's in it for you after the show at the State Fair. And then Friday, the 811 call before you dig day. So we have a lot of fun planned for the State Fair this year. Looking forward to seeing you there. And by the way, free is really good. We have free What's On Your Mind hats. We have a free Yeti cooler. That's all Thursday. So make sure you join us. And some great guests on the topic of energy, what's in it for you. Ryan Rauschenberger, State Tax Commissioner from the Petroleum Council. North Dakota Petroleum Council, Kerry Cutting. Rob Lindberg from Bakken Backers will be there. And folks from Energy Transfer Partners talking about the Dakota Access Pipeline. Be great fun. So we'll see you there, okay? Just want you to be there. And after the show all 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, on the Dakota Flicker Tales stage. Make sure you join us. Brought to you today by our friends at MBI Energy. What a great place to work that is, MBI Energy. And they are hiring right now in every service area throughout the Bakken. That's right. I could go through a list of, well, this area, that. It's every area. So if you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. Great company. Comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today at MBIEnergyServices.com or call them at 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS. Chris Berg from Point of View is here. You watch him on West Dakota Fox and KXJB and, of course, online and on the website as well, POV Now. Hello, sir. How are you?
Doing outstanding. Mr. Hennon, how are you?
I'm doing great. Really good. I understand you spent some time this weekend critiquing Congressman Kevin Cramer's performance on CNBC, as did I, and many of our Facebook viewers and listeners and viewers as well, right?
I wouldn't say I critiqued his performance as much as I was upset with the quote-unquote performance of the two people from MSNBC. Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, they were jerks. Yeah. It was unbelievable.
It was shocking to me when that Ollie person said, Congressman, I'm going to have our producer send you, you know, X, Y, and Z so you can see that we've covered these topics and that you never go on another show. And essentially, I don't know if I'm quoting him, but said, never spew this garbage again. I thought, oh, my goodness. I mean, to a sitting congressman, the guy was nice enough to join you on your show. I mean, I don't know about you, Scott, but for me to try to get a Democrat, Senator Heitkamp, Amy Klobuchar, whoever, to come on Point of View is like, I must have to give money away or something. I mean, it's nearly impossible. So Congress Cramer shows up willing to, you know, spar, and to get treated that way just was shocking to me.
Listen to this. Here's a little bit of it we'll play, and then we'll have some more commentary on this for you.
Listen, there's an unhealthy obsession with all things Russian and all things the last election by plenty of people, largely in the press corps. And you're right.
I'm going to interrupt you, sir. It is not an unhealthy obsession. Do you believe that Russia interfered in the 2016 election?
I think Russia has attempted to interfere in several elections over the last several decades in many countries.
Not going to let him answer. I mean, it set him off. I mean, talk about triggering snowflakes. When you say, hey, the media is obsessed with all things Russia, which they obviously are, then they go crazy. And then they went on to say, well, we do other stuff too, and that's the links you're talking about. It was really bad. What I found fascinating about this is that I put it up on Facebook. You and I talked about it on Friday. Put it up over the weekend, and you know, if you're a, you know, Bernie Sanders devotee, you think that Congressman Cramer got trampled, just totally run over, totally looked like a fool, was a complete idiot, everything. I'm like, what did they watch? These two people were jerks, and I thought he handled himself pretty well. What'd you think?
Yeah, I thought he was very cordial. I mean, even at one point when he said, hey, to give you guys credit, you know, I'm working during the day, I can't watch your show, so maybe you are covering these topics. I mean, if I was Congressman Cramer, I obviously would have handled it probably a little bit more sternly and differently, and maybe that's why I'm excited to see the Scaramucci gentleman now come into the comm department with President Trump. I don't know if you saw the news that broke today where it sounds like President Trump is thinking about bringing Rudy Giuliani in as his AG. I mean, he's just floating, you know, balloons here. But my point is Trump is now bringing New York City to D.C. and going, okay, you guys want to sit here and battle? Let's get to it. The gloves are off. Let's go.
You have a little influence, evidently, on the president's schedule, speaking of that, after your interview with Secretary Price on Friday. And I think you have more than interview tonight as well. They're taking your advice.
Yeah, you and I were talking today. I mean, the power of Point of View. So last Friday, I had a chance to visit with Secretary Price. One of the questions I asked him, I said, you know, I got to ask you, Secretary. I mean, President Trump, I think many people see as a master brander, master salesperson. Why is he not in West Virginia? Why is he not in Nevada selling this to the American people? And Mr. Price, you know, kind of bristled a little bit, but now today, President Trump's in West Virginia. He's speaking about it to the American public this afternoon. So obviously I'm going to tout that was because of point of view. I don't know if that's true, but it definitely sounds good.
Well, it makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? I mean, I'm glad to see it happen, and I think, you know, Dr. Price didn't want to come on and answer that kind of question anytime in the future again, so he thought he better get this taken care of, or whether they're just finally getting out there. I think that's their best asset, is the people out in the real America that are 100% right behind him.
And get these people to call up Heller and Capito and say, hey, do this thing, let's go.
Exactly right. All right, good stuff. Watch Chris, 6:30 Point of View, 6:30 in the East, 9:30 in the West, on West Dakota Fox. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Renner. Have a great day.
God bless you, folks. We're out of time. We'll get that winner for the State Fair pillow tomorrow.
Vince Webker's with me from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. A little sauna 101 for us. Some people think the sauna is a winter thing. That's not right, is it?
Now, if you had a sauna, you'd know it's a 365-day-a-year thing because it's addictive. Literally, it releases the body's natural endorphins, so you get that runner's high. By doing that, you're increasing your immune system. But like in the summertime, the last 3 days, we've had great weather. Sitting in the sauna, you'll physically start sweating within about 3 minutes and heavy. So that's the body at work getting detoxifying, getting rid of bad, and allowing good to flow in better. So it's all year.
And if I get in there 4 times a week, I got a 66% better chance of not getting Alzheimer's.
That is correct, according to the University of Finland. It's a 20-year study.
Wow. There's some science research for you, folks. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Saunas, 24-7, 365, make every day better. Stop and see them in Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Minot, too, or online at hotspringnd.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.